morning. This is Tammy with the Lux Home Care.
Hi, this is Tara.
Hi, how are you? Hello.
Hi, this is
Tara.
You
hear me?
Schneider. Can you hear me?
Yes. How can I help you?
Hi, is this Tammy?
Yes.
Hi, Tammy. It's Tara, Catherine Schneider's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You told me to call you, let you know when the assessor's coming.
Yes, I did see your message this morning. Great. So you got through to them?
Yep. They're coming on tomorrow between 2:30 and 3 o'clock.
Okay, great. One more thing. Let me just see. Yeah, you should be clear to start working. We need you to let the assessor know about our agency. You told them already? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes they ask for it again, so I'm just going to send you the spelling so they have it right.
Perfect.
Just give me a moment. And my number as well, so they can reach out to us for a start date once the assessment is completed.
Yeah, and the social worker from hospice said that if they wanted a legal letter stating my mom is on hospice, that they would do that as well.
Mm-hmm. I hear.
You know, by the time this is all done, Tammy, not to interrupt you, I don't even know if my mom is still going to be with us. Because we noticed she's going downhill quick.
Mm-hmm. I hear. Okay, so let's just hope get something out of this. Yeah, so I guess, you know, you'll discuss that with the assessor to complete it, you know.
She could probably have it done in 2 days, so then we wouldn't know until, next Monday or something.
Mm-hmm, I hear. Yeah, sometimes it takes, they complete it earlier, but let's hope she completes it as soon as possible. So that's basically it. Just give them our agency's information. I'll send it to you right now. So.
Okay. And what should I expect with the assessment?
What is it?
What should I expect when they do an assessment?
Right. So all you have to do really is, I'm not familiar what kind of questions they ask, but, you know, you just need to share enough information.
Why
the patient needs services.
Right. Are they just making sure that I'm, qualified to take care of her?
No, they don't really ask you questions on that. It's just really for the patient.
Okay. And she asked if I had a company, and I told her, and she said, did they do the application and the background check and all of that? I said, yep, everything's completed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I talked to them, you know, the other day, and they said I was good to go. And she said that's really good because, you know, then that makes the process go a lot faster.
Take longer. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm saying if the caregiver's background is not completed yet, then, things take longer. So you're good to go. So as soon as we get that care plan in, we can get this started.
Yeah, I'm surprised how quick my background check came back. I said, well, I must be doing something good.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick process. Yeah. Were you registered already? Have you done a background check in the past?
Oh, I did
that
background. For my job.
Right, it's probably why. Okay. Since you were registered, the process takes...
Yeah.
Quicker. All right.
Perfect.
Okay. Great. So we'll be in touch once the assessment's completed.
Yep. I will give you a call tomorrow when it's all done, and I'll let you know what they say. But I'm going to go into work tomorrow with the letter from the doctor, the hospice doctor. Basically, I am taking an intermittent leave, so they know.
Right. Okay. Great. So we'll be in touch then.
Tammy, you've been amazing. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I appreciate everything.
No problem.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Yeah. Have a wonderful day. Okay. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.